The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans. I wish I knew you wanted me. I wish I
knew. this texter is good. Boy, Mark, you're on a roll. In the last 24 hours, you've been beating up on Rusties, Tebowites, and soccer fans. Quite the hat trick.
Slight. I'm like Rantanen.
You're like Mikko Rantanen. Yeah.
Just scoring hat tricks.
That's right.
Because, listen, if you're too sensitive, then I don't know what to do for you. This is how, all of you that thought, man, if I was just blessed enough to be athletic enough, I would have played in the NFL. No, you wouldn't have, because you couldn't handle the locker room. See? This is tough love. That's what this is called. You walk into a locker room, it's kill or be killed. A lot of you think that if you had just been blessed enough athletically, no, you're not tough enough mentally. You wouldn't have been able to handle the razzing. You would not. You just wouldn't. You would have just been crumbled. You know, you just, oh. They're so mean, dude.
Yeah. I would have. I legitimately can say, if only. Because I love the locker room dynamic. I love it.
You do have thick skin. I as much crap as I give you.
Yes. I enjoy the back and forth.
Right.
I do. By the way, while we're talking about stuff like that, earlier today you said that if you and I had been put in charge of the Broncos, they'd be in much better
shape
right now. And someone, we got a bunch of texts saying you guys are high.
Excuse me?
By the way, we've never talked about this. I completely agree with you. If you and I were put in charge of the Denver Broncos the day after they won their Super Bowl, I guarantee you right now they would be an AFC championship contender. No doubt.
There's no doubt
in my mind.
Zero question in my mind.
Nope.
Zero.
Someone said, yeah, you guys would draft nothing but linemen in rounds 1-3 and khaki quarterbacks in rounds 4-7.
Right, and then we would just come and thunder punch you up and down the field. Every guy that I draft, his name would be Buster McThunderstick or something. He'd just come in there and crush you. We would absolutely dominate lines of scrimmage. Yeah. No question. There is no question.
Yeah. I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
I don't either. I don't either.
Zero doubt.
Like, why in the
zero.
World? Why in the world? I understand that Cleveland's GM went to, you know, Harvard, so he's a smart guy. He probably took Harvard because he couldn't get into Idaho. I would imagine. But why in the world would you sign Jerry Jeudy to a 3-year deal right off the bat when you still had time? Why wouldn't you approach him if he was killing it through 6 weeks or 7 weeks, say, here's a new deal. Here's our three-year deal for $58 million. And you still have him. You still have the option, right? Don't you still have an option on Jerry because he's mm-hmm. played three seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world would you? Did you not learn anything from the Denver Broncos signing Russell Wilson? Why wouldn't you let him play 6 weeks and
should've
then come
me,
to him?
Should have let me talk to all the Cleveland hosts out there. I would have advised against...
Dude, I was on Cleveland yesterday.
Them doing this.
They were absolutely flabbergasted in Cleveland that deal got done. Why would you do that? Why would you... At this point, why would you do it?
Yeah, that surprises me because now you're paying Jerry Jeudy. You got Amari Cooper there. So are we gonna? You got Njuko. You gonna have some attitudes there about enough balls, a lot of mouths to feed. Plus, they like to run the ball.
run the ball a bunch. Well, I mean, I know Jerry Jeudy ain't going to block anybody.
Somebody said, how are you guys going to feel if Jerry Jeudy and Russell Wilson both go and ball out next year? Will you then admit that Sean ain't all that?
If Jerry Jeudy and Russell Wilson ball out, first off, balling out is, to me, a term of somebody who doesn't know what they're looking at. Ball out.
Well,
I'm just going to go out there and ball out.
Well, you know,
I'm just going to go out there. And,
okay, but in fairness to the texter, it's something that the eye test and the numbers pass muster. And the Browns win. And the Steelers win.
Well, let me ask you this. Did Russell Wilson ball out yet last year? 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, Mike.
But
I said
the numbers and the eye test. Yeah, the numbers, but at the end of the day, how many times over the course of this past season did you actually look at Russell Wilson's numbers and went, whoa, the numbers actually are better than I thought they were because my eyes are telling me it ain't that special.
Okay,
but
then
the numbers actually aren't that bad.
Let me stop you right there, okay? How about, I'll tell you who balled out last year. You want to know who balled out? Justin Fields. Balled out. Whew. I mean, run around, play action, RPO stuff. Yeah, what was his record? Oh, that's right. Not good. Well, it's not his fault. Oh, by the way, did he miss 6 weeks with a dislocated thumb scrambling around? Yeah, he did. But he balled out. The guy balled out. What if he balls out? I got balls out for
all
you right,
right
now.
All right. All right. I knew that was coming. You were getting all riled up, all into a full lather. I knew it was just a matter of time, and I didn't get there. I should have stopped you.
Yeah. I put on a pair, speaking of balls out, I put on a pair of underpants with holes in them the other day. I had to throw them away because, like, I'm at the age where I'd have to tuck my gerbils into my socks if I had holes with underpants. Underpants with holes in them, right? To tuck them down there all the way in my sock.
Oh, God, please, no.
Tuck these away.
Fever's seen this. Rogue is just experiencing this for the first time, and I'm like, you know, I don't know what to tell you, Rogue. It's just it's part of the ride. You know,
it's just part
of the experience. You know, you wait in line for hours to get on that roller coaster, and here you go.
This whole time, you know, you probably thought, Rogue, that your dad's respectable. I'm sure he's respectable, but deep down inside, we're all children. You know, you see the responsible side of your dad.
Right, right.
But when he goes on the boys' trip with the guys he went to college with, he's an idiot. Just like the rest of us.
Just like the rest, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I wanted to get into the Avalanche and why they are now the team to beat in the West. We'll do that coming up. Also, the rumbleslot.com text line, 303-713-1043. A lot of texts I can't read. Let's see. What else? Oh, they got mad at you.
Oh, dude.
Why would anybody celebrate someone sucker punching another because of words?
Because he played for Boise State. Guy took 3 reps on PAT field goal and wanted to go over there and act like a tough guy. Hey, mess around and find out.
Did the Avalanche have the Avalanche solved their biggest need? That's next.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing, auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Good times right now for the Avalanche. Straight off a undefeated road trip. Ready for some numbers?
Yes.
This is from Brendan McNicholas over there, PR guru for the Avs. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That is now a season-high 7 straight wins for the Avs.
Wow.
Longest active win streak in the NHL.
Right.
They're 9-1 in their last 10. This is their 4th straight road win, which ties their season best at back at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
League-leading 23rd comeback win. And they're now 9-1-0 in their last 10 against division foes.
Wow.
And one that you love? This might have been for you. He might have put this one out for you. The Avs are now 11-2 on Tuesdays.
Did he put that in there?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
Brendan. Brendan McNicholas.
Any relation to a McNicholas Arena?
No.
No?
None.
None? He did put that on Tuesday.
I wonder if he did, because you have mocked, good-naturedly, you've mocked Nathan McKinnon's home point streak to start the season, and you're like, wow, talk about finding some obscure stat. What is this, all on a Tuesday? Well, there you go.
There's no question he did that for me.
I wonder.
Take that for
what was his Tuesday?
11-2.
11-2 on Tuesdays?
Yep.
Man, 11-2 on Tuesdays. If they play all their playoff games on Tuesday,
having another parade.
Straight to the Stanley Cup.
Jared Bednar, happy with the road trip?
The team was resilient. We played hard, you know, like had some really good games in there and long stretches of games that were probably some of the best that we've seen all year long, like to our identity. New guys adding into the mix certainly have a lot to do with that.
The new guys added to the mix, because this was, I've been harping on this since November, that the Avalanche have the best core in hockey. They have the best top nucleus in all of hockey. I will put
right.
Nathan McKinnon, Cale Makar, Mikko Rantanen, Val Nichushkin, and Devontaes against any core in the NHL. Give me any other core you want, I'll take this core.
Okay.
But in order to win a Stanley Cup, you still have to have the supporting cast. And I never liked their supporting cast last year, and I didn't like their supporting cast this year. At the trade deadline, they went on and made a bunch of moves. And at least for now, everything looks good on paper. And Casey Mittelstadt had another goal last night, and I've been harping for the last 2 years about the need to get that second line center. And right now, all he can do is what he's doing right now. He can't show us what he's going to be like in the playoffs until he gets to the playoffs. But right now, Casey Mittelstadt looks like the elusive second line center that they've been searching for. That's a good thing. Now, here comes the hard part, because we know what the impact of a second line center on a Colorado Avalanche Stanley Cup winning team looks like. And for better or for worse, Naz Kadri holds down that distinction, and he's going to be beloved around here because of it. So can you go out and give that kind of production, make that kind of impact, a Naz-type second-line center impact? If you can, then this was not only the right move for this year, but the move for the future.
I will tell
you, then you have found your guy.
Yeah, I will tell you something that I think goes beyond just what you're saying, and what you're saying all is 100% true, but it does go to show you, very much like the Nuggets, the culture that has been developed in that building. The fact that you can assimilate different guys in there, you can move one of the most popular guys out and assimilate the other guys in there, and they can, within what feels like a game, completely...
It's been four games, Mark.
Right.
It's been four games.
And then also that you get Val back, open arms, there's no animosity, and Val is playing his butt off. Like, that guy gets a point or two every night, either an assist or a goal. So he had another assist last night, right? I think it was the third goal to Mikko. It was a Val assist. I believe that was the third goal. But like the fact that you can assimilate new people within to your franchise and instantly they actually start to produce and play your style of hockey says it tells me about a culture that is exceptional.
You got to go out and prove it in the playoffs. And all these guys that they've been that they brought in, they have to show that they can support this core the same way that core was supported in the cup winning year. We won't know until we know. But what you can be encouraged by is that at least right now they look the part.
Let me ask.
They look the part. Like this,
yeah.
To me, this supporting cast looks more like what I saw in the cup year than certainly what I saw last year.
Let me ask you a question. With Val coming back, Mittelstadt centering the second line, The production we've gotten out of the first line here, especially in these last four games, is that production, can you attribute some of that production to almost an exhale that we have the help we need now, and there's less pressure on us, and there's more pressure on the other team, that now all of a sudden the first line can be doing some things that maybe they were, like, they can take more chances, they can do a few more things because now they've got support?
I think that they feel like there's a burden's been lifted. That for most of this season, they felt like, wow, we have to carry this hockey team.
Right.
We have to carry Ryan Johansson. You know? We have to carry the other three lines. Now, I don't think they feel that way. I think they feel like they're being legitimately helped out. And this allows them maybe to exhale. And
you get those players back. Dangerous. By the way, you get those players back on that second line. And what does that do for you? The guys that had to play up to that second line now shift back to the third line, and now your whole hockey club is just better.
Yep.
Which, again, takes pressure off the first line going, we don't have to have that pressure or that response, or if we go down one goal, we could just continue to play our game.
Well, you want maybe one of the best endorsements. Jared Bednar said, after the Edmonton game the other night, he said he feels so confident in all four of his lines that he would have no problem rolling out any of his lines against Connor McDavid and Draisaitl.
Is that a
That's confidence.
Is that confidence in your line or confidence that when Edmonton plays the Avalanche that that poor Connor McDavid gets a little bit of the pucker factor.
Mm-hmm. But as far as Casey Mittelstadt, hey, all he can do is what he is all he can do at this point. But you got to like what you're seeing so far. But the true test will be in the playoffs because Naz Kadri, in the year that they won the Cup, during the regular season, 28 goals, 59 assists, 87 points. 87 points from your second line center. Mm. And then he kept it going in the playoffs. 16 more games, 7 goals, 8 assists, 15 points. So he was over a point per game in the regular season. He was at a point per game in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Mm.
So that's the kind of impact. That's the kind of hole that you have felt here ever since he walked out the building at that 2C position.
Do you know what
Sean... Now it's Casey Mittelstadt's chance, and hey, the early returns are good. The early returns are positive.
You know what Sean Walker's middle name is?
No, what is it?
I don't know. Oh, I was wondering.
Why would you bring that up?
I was just thinking if it was Sean Paul Walker. Remember, Paul Walker was that guy in Fast and Furious that died, right?
That is correct.
That'd be cool.
Why'd you bring
that up? I don't know. I just thought that'd be cool.
Why'd you just decide that was where you wanted to go with that?
I don't know. I just thought.
Ian Walker. Well,
that ruins it.
Although it's Ian spelled in a weird way. It's I-A-I-N.
I-A-I-N. I-A-I-N.
What?
Sean Paul A-I-I-N Walker.
Oh, boy. Someone was up late last night watching college basketball and hockey and Nuggets, and somebody's getting a little punchy right now.
I just thought Walker, Paul Walker.
Yes.
What if it was Sean Paul? And plus, he might be like a childhood actor if he had three names, Sean Paul Walker.
Right. Or Ryan Johansson.
Ryan Johansson was another one. Chad Michael Murray. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with, who's the guy that sang Wildfire? Shibby Wine Wildfire. John Michael Murphy? Was it John Michael Murphy, Wildfire?
Great song.
Sad
song.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Sad.
Wildfire was like, the horse, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Arguably, maybe the saddest song ever written?
Michael Martin Murphy.
Seriously, what's the saddest song you've ever heard? Like,
You're not riding the horse with no name because that horse was named Wildfire.
Oh, that's a different song. Yeah, the Sarah McLachlan song with the dog. Oh man,
yeah,
I mean they're impactful, but damn,
you got to turn them off.
I do.
I can't look at the dogs.
I do. I just like, it's just
I'd rather see.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah, me too.
What's the saddest song you?
Well, I was going to say something, but then I thought, I've already pissed off a large fashion of the text line.
Russell Wilson, yeah. Tim Tebow, soccer fans.
Yeah,
who else you want to go after?
I don't know, but yeah, I don't like those dog commercials.
I don't either.
I'm just going to tell you that right
Saddest
now.
Song you've ever heard. Like, when you hear that song, you're just like...
Oh, they get teary?
You just are like, wow, that is sad.
Yeah.
I'll throw that out on the Ramoslav.com text line, 303-713-1043. It's that time of the year again, and already the madness has begun. Good start for the Rammies, hopefully for the Buffs tonight. We want you to be part of the DenverSports.com Hoops Challenge, presented by Sport Clips. The Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge, go to DenverSports.com/hoops to sign up, and I have put the Rams and the Buffs onto that next line. Where they'll be playing in the first round. So you don't, you can wait till the games are over
right
before you fill out your bracket. But you got to fill out your bracket before tomorrow morning at about, 10 a.m.? First game starts at around 10 a.m., so make sure you get that done. It's free to play. Everyone's going to be talking about their brackets. You don't want to be left out. And here's a chance for you to win $5,000. So go to denversports.com/hoops. Good luck. What's trending next?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
You got to sing it. Is that a song?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Tim McGraw. Go ahead, Doug.
Tim McGraw. What was it?
I went skydiving.
I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 4.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And talk sweeter and I.
Tell me you guys got that.
Oh, that's a sad one.
Saddest song.
That's a sad one.
I'd say the leaders in the clubhouse right now are Cats in the Cradle.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of sad.
Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. That is a sad one.
Oh. Yeah.
And then another one, Anything by Rush.
Anything by Rush.
Ah, come on. I got to take a crack at Rush. Okay, here we go. Let's see. What is trending? The Avalanche are trending after a great road trip, culminating with a win last night over those pesky Blues, who were definitely playing with playoff-type intensity, but the Avs saw it, matched it, and ended up beating them. Jared Bednar really satisfied with the win.
Guys played hard, stayed with it, resilient group, found a way to get the lead back and sort of fight back from behind a couple times, so... all in all, great road trip. End of the road trip, sitting around for a couple days here can be a tough one for our group. We know that, but they found a way to get it done, so got to be happy with it.
Mm. Got a text from somebody that said, I bet you that Vancouver, Edmonton, and Winnipeg would all argue with who is the team that's most feared in the West right now.
You can argue it. You're fine. If you want to argue, that's fine. Of course you're going to argue. You don't sit there as a competitor and go, yes, we are the third best team in our...
Okay, but let's... If you had to do a poll of all the Western Conference teams, general managers...
Yes.
And say, who is the most dangerous team right now in the Western Conference, not your team?
Well, none of them would vote for their team.
No, you can't vote for your team.
No, but they wouldn't anyhow. You don't even have to preface it. That's hockey.
Okay.
Right? They're Canadian.
Fine. But let me preface it. Let me get it out there. So
the Canadians are not going to go, well, it's us. They were like, oh, everybody's really good. Huh? You know?
Good Nyman. I think you went Austrian there.
I don't know what I went.
I think you
but
went.
But they would
Austrian.
Never vote for themselves.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
So, but.
If he does.
Do you agree with me that like in Winnipeg, Winnipeg's GM would say, yes, the Avalanche are the most scary right now.
Right.
Vancouver, yes, the Avalanche are the most scary right now. Why?
Right.
Because they're not only playing the way they're playing.
Their
core's not only playing the way their core's playing, but they won it 2 years ago.
Right. Here's definitive proof. If you went to the GM of Winnipeg, they would say the team that scares us the most is the Avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to the GM of Vancouver, they would say the guys who scare us the most are the Avalanche. Okay. If you went to the Avalanche, Joe Sakic would say one of the other two. So you'd win, regardless, you'd win 2-1 if you went to the favorite team.
Right.
Because they would both pick the Avalanche.
Correct.
They can't pick themselves.
Right. Can't pick himself.
Right. They both pick the Avalanche. So if you went in any deal, the Avalanche would win all those.
Who do you think Joe would pick?
Joe?
Or Chris McFarlane?
Or Chris McFarlane.
You can't vote the Avs. Who do you think is the most dangerous team in the West? Who do you think the Avs brain trust would say? If they were picking honestly.
If they were picking honestly, probably Winnipeg.
I think they say Vancouver.
You do?
Yeah, just gut feeling.
Okay. What about a team that's giving them trouble?
No, I'm going to back up on that one.
What about Vegas?
I don't know. Something's wrong with Vegas. They may not get in.
Is there another? What about Nashville?
Edmonton? How about Edmonton?
Edmonton.
Maybe Edmonton. Maybe Edmonton.
Edmonton?
I think Joe would. I think the Avs brain trust would say Edmonton.
Plus, it's, Vancouver's Canadian. So is Winnipeg. I bet you'd be a Canadian team.
Nuggets get the win as they hold off after blowing a big lead, losing the lead, but then getting it done down the stretch. Certainly wasn't pretty, but Nuggets doing what Nuggets do, and that is coming through down in the fourth quarter. And, hey, shout out to Michael Porter Jr., who was outstanding in that fourth quarter for Michael Malone.
I think when teams are putting two on Nikola, somebody's getting a wide-open shot. I think in that Dallas game, we were 3-for-13 on wide-open threes. So now it's just a matter of stepping up and knocking them down. And we know Michael Porter, post-All-Star break, is shooting the ball lights out. And obviously 26 more points tonight.
Hey, I've been critical of MPJ. You know, here's a guy who's making more money than Jamal Murray is making.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt that there was more to give and have always called for more from him.
Right.
So let's be honest. Right now, since the All-Star break, he's playing the best basketball of his career.
Yeah.
Best basketball of his career. And if what we're seeing from him since the All-Star break is what you're going to see consistently in the playoffs, game over, man.
Yeah.
Game over.
There's only one guy that I fear when they line up for a wide-open three-pointer that scares me, which is, you know, Aaron Gordon. He's the only guy on that roster that I don't want shooting the wide-open three-pointer. But if KCP gets one, even Brown knocked one down last night. Was great. But Jamal, I mean, everybody, let everybody shoot him. Watson. So, you know, Gordon, you just stay down by the rim and rebound and dunk.
They said this during the broadcast yesterday that everybody on the Nuggets says that every time Michael Porter Jr. shoots, they expect the ball to go in.
Uh-huh.
That's how pure his shot is.
Right.
If he ever consistently develops what you like to call the red ass out there, dude can be scary. He can be. And we're seeing a lot of that since the All-Star break. Keep it up. Keep it up. Congratulations to the CSU Rams. Were you more impressed by how they played in the win, or were you more aghast at how bad Virginia was?
No, I was more impressed with CSU and how they played. I just thought the form of team basketball that they play, the extra pass, getting a wide open shot, how much time they spent in the paint, I just thought it was Nugget-esque in the way they play. And I really enjoy watching that style of basketball, the unselfishness, the team concept. I thought they were really good that way.
You can tell they're well coached.
And defensively, man, they will play deep. They understand the value and the importance of playing defense.
Nico Medved, very happy with his team's performance and thought that they were well suited to play Virginia's style.
You know, they're one of the slowest, not the slowest playing team offensively in the country. But if you look at us, we're one of the top two in the country on defensive tempo, meaning we force teams to play late in the shot clock. So like I told our guys, that's nothing new for us. That's what we do every day. We're not afraid to guard for long periods of time in the half court. And so I think we felt comfortable in those situations defensively.
Yeah, Virginia got what they wanted. They got the pace, the tempo. They got that type of game yesterday. But CSU said, okay, we'll play your game, and we'll be better at it than you.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, there was a stretch there where CSU was struggling as mightily on offense as Virginia was. It was 18-14, it felt like, for about 8 minutes there.
Yeah.
But whereas Virginia should have been comfortable in that kind of setting and responded. They were the ones that got tighter. And it was the Rams who actually calmed down, relaxed, kept playing their game, ran some really good half-court offense where they got the ball down low, started to punish Virginia in the paint, and all the while still playing lockdown D. And it was Virginia that got super tight and started to panic and missed all those shots. Mm-hmm. So good job there for the Rams as they will move on and play Texas tomorrow. And that's a winnable game. Finally, one more. Because now it's the Buffs' turn tonight in Dayton. And Tad Boyle, along with the drive yesterday, explaining where the Buffs' season turned around.
To see that locker room and the joy and the happiness that we felt together and the sense of accomplishment. And then we just got on a run. You know, we didn't lose again until the other night in Vegas in the conference, you know, championship. And we reeled off eight in a row and went eight of nine. And that game at SC after that tough UCLA loss was definitely the key.
They lost at UCLA 64-60 on February 15th. They were in trouble at that point. They were in big trouble. They were 16-9, 7-7 in conference play, and having to face the prospect to go into USC. And they found a way to win in double overtime, 92-89, and then they took off from there, winning what turned out to be eight in a row before finally losing to Oregon. So they come in with a lot of late speed as well. And let's see if they can't
apply that tonight. True TV.
That's on True TV again tonight.
Time's tip?
7:10 or thereabouts.
7:10-ish.
So
I'll make sure I'm in my house and not running errands at 7:10 because
somebody otherwise, in line.
Todd will get after me.
Todd or Chad will be like,
I say, shouldn't you be watching television so you can entertain me tomorrow?
If you want to put CSU onto that line, beating Texas, if you want to put CU on that line, not only winning tonight but beating Florida, go ahead, do it. And that's part of filling out your bracket. For the Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge, head to denversports.com/hoops to get it done. It's free for you. You just pick the winners all the way to the championship game. One shiny moment, and your one shiny moment could be winning $5,000. But get yourself signed up and filled out the bracket before that first game coming up tomorrow morning. We love to play the voice game here.
Yeah.
And we noticed a certain trend. A certain theme involving some different sports persons. And Mark got to hear the one guy who he wished Bo Nix sounded like. You'll hear it next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
You are unbelievable.
Exactly. You had the whole thing figured out, don't I?
Somebody apparently, let's hit the hardwood brought to you by Papa Murphy's because a texter did not like my characterization of the Nuggets doing what the Nuggets do in the fourth quarter yesterday. They texted, Nuggets do what Nuggets do, which is apparently beat a team that's coming off a back-to-back in their seventh back-to-back since the All-Star break while missing three of their top four guys. Yeah, amazing. I don't know. Have people been following the NBA for a while, for a long time, or maybe because of the success of the Nuggets, you're just kind of following the NBA now closely for the first time? Because I think people just are having a hard time grasping what goes on in NBA games and the understanding that NBA teams, even the best teams, just do not bring it for the full 48. They don't. They have ebbs and flows to their games. They have letdowns. They are like you and I, in which they take a look at an opponent and they say the same thing. This Minnesota team, they don't have Karl Anthony Towns. They don't have Rudy Gobert. They played last night. We can relax. We don't have to treat this game as like we're playing the Celtics.
Right. We don't have to expend all our energy. Just enough to beat them.
It's human nature.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what fans don't want?
Which shows up, by the way, even more over the course of a long 82-game season.
You know, what fans don't want is you to be human. They want you to be a robot. You know, I always say fans want the truth until you give them the truth, and then they're angry about the truth. But the truth of the matter is you ever get caught up? Like, you've got something to do, and all of a sudden you realize I just scrolled through Instagram for a half an hour and wasted a half an hour of precious time that I need to be doing something else that ever happened to you? You ever lose your focus? Just asking. Because it happens to me. So, I read a great quote the other day. I put it in my book of inspiration, Mike. This is
one of your handy-dandy notebooks. You have several.
Yes, this one just cut me to the quick, though. Like y'all,
we need our handy-dandy notebook.
Okay, are you guys ready for this one?
Is this one going to make me cry? Like tears in heaven?
This one, or a rush song? This is what is going to convict you.
Okay.
Procrastination is the arrogance that says God's going to give me the chance to do tomorrow what he gave me the chance to do today. Ouch.
Ouch. Okay.
Wow.
Suddenly,
procrastination is the arrogance that says God will give me the chance to do tomorrow what he gave me the chance to do today.
Man. It's like your parents saying they're disappointed in you.
Sorry, Lord.
Sheesh.
Man, I'll just
I let you down.
Yeah.
You blew it!
Yeah, exactly.
Final thought to the texture about the Nuggets.
All right.
I don't care if they doink around and barely beat a Minnesota team without Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert on a back-to-back. I don't care if they doink around and end up losing on a running left-handed hook by Kyrie Irving. I don't care because I have seen enough from this team as they try to defend their championship that when the game matters to them, right, when there is a sense of this is an important game, this is a big game, in almost every instance, they raise their level to a point where we can all see it and feel it. Correct. And I would much rather they perform in those kind of games like they do rather than them going out and punishing the Minnesota Timberwolves on a back-to-back.
Right.
You got it. As a fan, I guess is what I'm saying, is that over the course of a long 82-game season for a team that expects to be playing late into June, you just got to ride with the ebbs and flows of a long NBA season.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, you just can't put the same weight you put on an NFL season that's 17 games. It just doesn't work that way. It's just different.
Tell you what, if they're up by 18 at the half and in the third quarter they give it all away in a playoff game, fine. Have at them.
I keep going back to the two games against the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics, remember, undefeated at home the first time they went out to Boston.
Right.
They beat them there, and then the Celtics come here, and it's the coronation. It's literally the coronation for Jason. You haven't heard anything about Jason Tatum since.
No.
He was on a milk carton.
Yep. Still
Nuggets
there.
Took care of them. And then the two games against Miami. You know, late in the season, two games against Miami.
Yep.
No problem.
Or the nights in L.A. where L.A. was celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever they were
hanging
celebrating.
Whatever, you know, fake banner they needed to hang.
Kobe Bryant statue night, that type of thing.
Their pink ribbon night.
Papa Murphy's, home of Take and Bake Tuesdays and $5 Fridays. Again, you don't want it to be, it'd be 24 hours from today is the, 24 hours from now is the deadline for the 5K Bracket Challenge, Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. Get to denversports.com/hoops to sign up. So, you, when we played some Nico Medved the other day, you said, I've heard this voice before.
Right. And our mindset tonight is we were just wanted to grind out possessions, just grind it out on both ends of the floor because that's the kind of game that it was. And so I think that's something that we practice, and we had that mindset, and I thought our guys executed it beautifully.
So you said, I've heard that before. Add a little gravel.
Right.
A little gravel, and it sounds like this.
Guys, staying with the process, keep them believing. You never know how it's going to happen. And to be able to go play three great teams, to get to this game and play another great team and win all those games, it was a true road in the playoffs, and we were able to come through and be Super Bowl champs.
So I don't think the Nico Medved comparison is a good one.
Okay.
How about this one?
But you could see my thought process being a little gravel.
But
there.
When I heard what you were saying, I was like, there was somebody else that I heard over the weekend that I thought of Mahomes. Okay. And I was searching for it. Fever helped me out. It's this guy, Jalen House, son of Eddie House, former NBA player, who plays for New Mexico.
Keep our foot on their necks the whole time. I mean, they got us twice already this season. And it's hard to beat a team three times, so we just, if we go out there, play physical, rebound, and defend, we'll have a great chance of winning this game.
He does. That's
Mahomes-esque right there.
Yeah, if he had a little gravel in his voice, that would be pretty close to identical.
Yep. And one more voice. This one, again, I give Fever credit for finding this one, because you have openly pined for Bo Nix to sound like,
I want him to talk in the third person at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to just be total Southern drawl.
Right.
Right? Well, Bo Nix got the ball there late in the game. Bo Nix just knew he was going to drive this ball down there and they're going to score a touchdown for the Denver Broncos because I'm Bo Nix.
Well, he does not sound like that.
That's what I've heard.
He sounds like a button-down.
That's what he sounds like in my house.
Sounds
in
like
my
a button-down Wall Street banker is what he sounds like. But if you want Bo Nix to sound like somebody, you want him to sound like South Carolina football player Xavier Leggett.
Man, I'll be right down the road. It'll be a little easier for my family to come watch me play, so that'll be great. That's just them telling me that they want me on their team, man. A lot of coaches came and hollered at me before and after this process here, man. A lot of them, man, they say they got a buzz in their facility for me, man.
Buzz in their facility.
Buzz. Just the way they drags out those Z's. You just picture it.
Dem.
Seven Z's.
D-E-M. Buzz. That is short for them. T-H-E-M. Dem.
Are you making fun of Southern?
No. That's just that's the way Southerners talk.
Yeah.
Dem.
Oh, I love it.
Your mama and Dem.
It's straight out just
syrupy. Dude has some Ed Orgeron in him without the gravel, too.
Right.
Like Farmer Fran. You know? You get that Farmer Fran in him.
So I spent 2 years in Texas, real quick. I spent 2 years in Texas, and I never really picked up any kind of a drawl or anything like that. But literally, one time, a group of us was sitting around on a Saturday afternoon, and out of my mouth came, what are y'all fixing to do? And I just went, I literally put my hand over my mouth. Like, right, where did that come from?
What are y'all fixing to do?
Yeah.
Whew. All right.
We say goodbye. Good luck to the Buffs.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. And again, get signed up. Denversports.com/hoops. You don't want to be left out of this. Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. Denversports.com/hoops. Get signed up. Dover and Stoke coming up next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Ecobill and autopay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.